اللهم أعني فيه على صيامه وقيامه وجنبني فيه من هفواته وآثامه وارزقني فيه ذكرك بدوام بتوفيقك يا هادي المضلين بتوفيقك يا هادي
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We've reached day number 7 of the blessed month of Ramadan, and our topic today, as mentioned in Ramadan Reflections, is Salat, connection to the divine. Now we know as believers that we are obligated to perform the Salat 5 times a day from the time that we reach the age of maturity according to the legal definition until the day that we leave this world. And there is no excuse for a believer not to perform the prayers. Whether they're at work, at school, in the park, in the playground, on a vacation, whatever the case may be, even in a plane, we are obligated to offer our prayers. Allah has spoken about the timings of the Salat in a very general fashion. But if you look at chapter 4, surah 1, verse 103, you see how Allah tells us the following. He says, "Surely the prayer is indeed a timed prescription for the faithful." Now we know in this world that we live in that we have times to do certain things. If we have to be at work, we have to be there at a certain time to get ready. If we're going to school, we have to be at school at a certain time. If we get sick and we go to a doctor, they'll give us a prescription. We'll get that prescription filled, and the pharmacist will say, for example, that this prescription is as follows: you take one pill, for example, every 3 hours on an empty stomach, or every 6 hours on a full stomach. So we're giving a time prescription by the doctor. Well, in the case of the Salat, of the prayers, it's the same, that we have a prescription from Allah, the 5 daily prayers, and He gives us the intervals of when we have to perform these actual prayers. Now, obviously, the timings would differ depending on the geographic region of the world where we live in. It will depend on the time of the year, the season, the month that we're in. But this is an obligation on every single believer, wherever they may live in the world. These prayers that we perform are so important. They are the pinnacle of our religion, actually. The Prophet of Islam has said that they are the ascension of the believer. They are the pillar of the faith. They are the light of the heavens and the earth. But he's also warned us. He has said that the very first thing that you'll be questioned about on the Day of Judgment are your prayers. He says in this beautiful tradition, the first thing which will be looked over among the actions of the servant on the Day of Judgment will be his daily prayers. In another tradition, he continues to say, where if your prayers were accepted, all other good deeds would be accepted. And if they are rejected, then all of our other good deeds would also similarly be rejected. So we have to make sure that our prayers are performed accurately, they're correct from the jurisprudential point of view, but also that we have the soul of the prayer within ourselves, that our focus is on the Salat, our attention is not diverted to worldly pleasures or things happening around us in our own community or family or society. In summary, the inner and outward prayer have to both be in line and focused on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have a tradition which tells us the following about the importance of the Salat once again. We're told, "I advise you towards the daily prayers and to safeguard it, as it is the best action." The Salat, as we mentioned in the Adhan and the Iqamah and the call to prayer, is khayrul amal, the best of deeds. There is no other prayer, there are no other action rather that is better than the Salat. And that's why we testify to it within the call to prayer. In this hadith as well, we're told that the prayer is the best of actions. But let me close with this one thought. People sometimes wonder, well, how do I know that my prayers are accepted? I prayed 5 times a day. That's, 7 days a week, 30 days in a month. That's 150 prayers a month. for years and years and years I've been praying, but I don't know if I have been accepted. Have my prayers been accepted in the presence of the Almighty Creator? Well, our scholars and the Imams at the head of it tell us that look at chapter 29, verse 45 of the Quran. And if you can see this verse in application in your life, then know that your prayers are accepted by Allah. The verse tells us the following. Indeed, the prayer prevents indecencies and wrongs, and the remembrance of Allah is surely the greatest, and Allah knows whatever deeds that you do. The explanation of this hadith is that if we see our day-to-day life and we're not committing sins, we're not backbiting, we're not lying, we're not stealing, we're not cheating other people, we're not being disrespectful to our parents, we're not doing all of these negative actions, then we should appreciate and know that our prayers are being accepted. But if we see that we're having a day in, day out committing of sins and acts against Allah's rules, then this is an indicator that perhaps our prayers are not being accepted. And in this blessed month of Ramadan, let us ask Allah for our prayers to be accepted. Let us be able to turn to Allah penitently, submissively, with full devotion, and ask Him to help us in the perfection of our salat. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.